You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Brothers and viewers on Madani channel, welcome back to our silsila, the jewel of creation, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we are continuing and talking about the blessed life and the seerah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But before we continue, let's make some good intentions as we hear from Sayyiduna Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam's blessed hadith. The niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi, that the intention of the believer, this is better than his action. And we also hear that innamal a'malu bin niyat, that all actions, they are dependent upon their intention. So let's make this good intention that we will watch the entire silsila from beginning up until the end for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and to attain religious knowledge, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Try and also, if possible, write down any important points and any useful points that you hear throughout the silsila as well, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, and capture that knowledge so that later on, afterwards, you may go over this these points and these notes that you make throughout the silsila and revise the Madani pearls that are being discussed in the silsila, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. Let's begin with a beautiful narration of sending salawat and salam upon the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that the one who recites salat upon me once, Allah Azza wa Jal will write 10 good deeds in his account of deeds, remove 10 of his sins, and will raise his status by 10. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, today we bring to you a silsila discussing a very vast topic, a very beautiful aspect of the seerah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and that is none other than the blessed compassion, mercy, generosity, modesty, and these qualities of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. These were those qualities that brought the masses closer to Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And these were those qualities that made it easy for people to be inclined towards Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Throughout the silsila, we have been mentioning how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout the childhood and young age of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was preparing Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam for that time of the announcement of prophethood. So all of these qualities that we will be discussing today, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, these are those qualities that have been instilled in the nature of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam from his Lord, from the very offset. Right from the beginning, these qualities within Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ji Harun bhai, what would you like to say in relation to this topic today, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So, Taqiba, when we look towards the society today, everyone has a role model. Everyone has an ideal that he looks towards. With sadness, it is to say that the state of the ummah is in such that we look towards the singers, towards the footballers, and if you look towards the youth in general as well, they have this attraction and this inclination towards the singers and the football stars and the athletes, and they make these people their ideals. They try to follow in their footsteps. They look out to what they wear, how they spend their time, where they like to eat, etc. Yet, the mu'min, the ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, should be such that his every action, his every saying, his every aspect should be in accordance to the life and to the according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No doubt the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example for each and every person. Whether you are Muslim, whether you are not, any person, the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best one, no doubt. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example for a religious leader. He's also the best example of a state leader. He is the best example for the one who wants to enter the garden of divine love. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the highest example of gratitude and of patience. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example of generosity and being kind towards the needy, towards the poor. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best example of compassion towards the family, towards his relatives, towards his associates. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best towards the lonely, towards the ones who have no one but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. If you are wealthy, contemplate upon the humility and generosity of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which how he conquered over the hearts of those leaders who had control over the whole of Arabia. If you are a teacher, contemplate upon the example of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who taught Allah's orders by gathering the Ashab al-Sufa and conveying the message in a soft and a beautiful manner to these companions. If you aim to defend the truth and to convey it to others and have no helper in this matter, then look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who proclaimed the truth in Makkatul Mukarrama against the oppressors whilst inviting them towards Islam. If you have defeated your enemies, broken their resistance, and overpowered them, then bring to your mind the example of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day that he conquered Makkatul Mukarrama. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam entered this holy city as a triumphant commander, yet he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was in the state of sajda. He did shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an expression of gratitude. Whenever you think about yourself, whoever you may be, whether you are poor, whether you are rich, whatever field of life you are in, just think about how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam conducted himself in the situations, how he portrayed to be the best of characters, no doubt within these people.
MashaAllah, how beautifully you have put it in relation to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam being the best example in every single field of life. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, we know and we believe that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the best of examples. And definitely, as the followers and the ummah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it is very incumbent upon us and it is very important for us that we take this time and we learn about the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and we implement these aspects of the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, these grand qualities of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam into our lives as well. So my dear Islam, this is one of the reasons why Madani Channel is bringing these silsile to you as well. We are to get all of this and we need to implement it in our life. It's not, the maqsad isn't, and the reason for us isn't just to deliver these silsile and episodes on the screen of Madani Channel and you listen sitting at home or wherever you may be listening and that's about it. That isn't the reason. The reason why Madani Channel is delivering these episodes is so that you learn from the life of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You take these lessons and these Madani pearls and you implement them upon your life as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. This is what we need to get from Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam seerah. And this is why in the previous silsila we also mentioned that try and take it upon yourselves that in this beautiful month of Rabi'ul Awwal, we take it upon ourselves to read the seerah of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Learn the life and the biography of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam so that we can implement this upon our life as well, inshaAllah. Azza wa Jal. Harun, but you mentioned in relation to the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we know from the narrations of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, they say that there was no one more generous than Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has been mentioned by Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, that he has stated that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he is the most generous of all people. And he used to reach the peak of generosity in the month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And in the times when Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam used to visit him, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam would visit Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, especially during the nights of Ramadan al-Mubarak, and both of them would recite the Holy Quran. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he would show more generosity than the strong, uncontrollable wind. This is the example and the metaphor that is used, that how the strong wind is uncontrollable, this is how the generosity of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is mentioned as well. Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala, and he says that the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he never would utter the word la. He would never say no to anybody who would come and ask from Sayyiduna Rasulullah. This also reminds us of that beautiful couplet of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. There's two that are coming to mind. Both are very famous, alhamdulillahi azza wa jal. The first one, wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera, nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera.
Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera. Wah kya jood o karam hai shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera.
The other couplet of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, darya baha diye hain, durbe baha diye hain.
Mere kareem se gar qatra kisi ne manga, mere kareem se gar qatra kisi
Another verse is also coming into mind. This is when Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala is talking about presenting themselves in the court of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he states, mangenge mangi jayenge, mu mangi payenge, sarkar mein na la hai na hajat agar ki hai. This is such a beautiful verse of Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an, that we hear that there is no la, there is no on the blessed lips of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam when it comes to anyone asking from Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned that once 7,000 dirhams, they were bought in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he laid those 7,000 dirhams on the mat, and then immediately he started giving them out. And no one left empty handed until the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he had finished all of those 7,000 dirhams.
Fakir bhai, if we look towards, again, how we are today in terms of when we want to give sadaqah, we want to give towards the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether it's a donation towards a masjid or generally any kind of donation. You know, when finally our heart is content and we agree, we make our nafs agree to the idea of donating, then what happens is we'll reach out for our money and we look for the note that is most used, the note that we think doesn't look too good in our wallets, and that's the one that we'll take out and put it in. And that just goes to show with sadness the state and the inclination of wealth in our society today, with sadness. And if you look towards the example of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he's there, he's distributing. There's no limit, there's no end to his generosity. He just gives and gives.
Subhanallah. This is definitely the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. And we know that everything in this world is due to Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. Anyone that has anything in this world is because of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, may Allah shower his mercy upon Turbat and the Rawda of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala an. Ala Hazrat radiyallahu ta'ala, he picks up his pen again and he says, La wa rabbil arsh jisko jo mila unse mila. بٹتی ہے کونین میں نعمت رسول اللہ کی ہم بکاری وہ کریم ان کا خدا ان سے فضو اور نہ کہنا نہیں عادت رسول اللہ کی. This is the beauty of Allah Hazrat رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, that he brings it all together and he reminds us of these different events of the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, this is the generosity of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Make intention inshaAllah azza wa jal to also open your pockets, open your heart and give in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be generous where we are being commanded to be generous. Unfortunately, Harun bhai, the sad reality is that as a society where Allah has ordered us to spend, there we don't want to spend. But where Allah has said to us that don't spend your wealth here, that's where we want to spend our wealth. Where we will be questioned about why did you spend here? And where we will be reprimanded that why did you spend here? That is where all of our wealth is going. All of our wealth is going on useless activities. We are wasting this huge ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we look at the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his generosity was so great that whoever came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't go back empty handed. When we also go into the court of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we also inshaAllah azza wa jal won't go empty handed inshaAllah azza wa jal. As this is the generosity of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
So now inshallah azawajal we'll try to listen to a bit about how he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just one example of how he was towards the kuffar, towards the non-Muslims in his time. So it is stated that Sayyidina Abu Basra al-Ghifari radiyallahu anhu, before he came into the folds of Islam when he was a kafir, he came to Madinatul Munawwara and he was hosted by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says that on that evening that I came, I drank the milk from 7 goats. I drank the milk from 7 goats. And the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he did not say anything about my roughness. He did not pick on this. He did not mention anything about this. And then he said that on that night, he sallallahu ta'ala wasallam, he went to sleep hungry. He did not say anything. And witnessing this high morality, witnessing this tolerance and this forbearance, this attracted me towards Islam. And then I resulted in accepting the kalima, and I became Muslim. So just from this we can see that simply the actions, simply Rasulullah not commenting, not saying anything, resulted in people coming into Islam, accepting the message of Islam. And this was the attractive, one of the beautiful traits of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
These are very blessed events and blessed aspects of the life of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We know from the ayat of the Quran that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Ra'ufur Rahim. He is the most compassionate and he is the most merciful to this ummah. And this is one of the huge blessings of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam upon us, that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would shower his compassion and shower his mercy upon this ummah. And definitely, without doubt, the fact of the mercy and the compassion of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is that fact that will gain us success in the hereafter, inshaAllah azza wa jal. So my dear listeners and viewers of Madrin channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, today we learnt about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. InshaAllah azza wa jal, we will also bring to you about the good manners of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well. The grand character of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. So the point of this is, like I've already mentioned, is that we take these points upon our own life as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. I invite you that you please keep yourselves attached with this Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah, this is the mindset that is given to us by our Grand Sheikh Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah, that constantly Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah is inviting us and giving us this mindset that we need to adopt and build these qualities within ourselves, so that we can become better individuals, inshaAllah azza wa jal. For this reason, Amir al-Sunnah Dawud Barakatum al-Aliyah has brought about the Madani Inamat as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. So that if we start living our lives in accordance to these Madani Inamat, inshaAllah azza wa jal, this good qualities, this good character, it will get built within ourselves, inshaAllah azza wa jal. And we can gain its blessings as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. We know that Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was a sadiq, meaning the most truthful one. We know that he sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam was al-Amin, meaning the most trustworthy one. So let's make intentions, inshaAllah azza wa jal, to build this these qualities within ourselves as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Continue watching Madani channel and continue to gain the blessings of the Madani channel as well, inshaAllah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah. You are the best of creation of Allah. As-salam ya Rasulullah.